I'm Pastor Alan, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. Mercy is a holy God loving us enough that he allows us the opportunity not to receive that which we deserve. It is the holiness of God and the sovereignty of God that allows him to communicate his love. And his love is expressed in the way he deals with you and I. We are by nature rebellious to a holy God. We live a life in rebellion to a holy God. And when God has pity on us, and when God sees us in our lost state, he expresses that in mercy. I think back upon David. In all that he did in 2 Samuel chapter 11, he went to Bathsheba when he should have been with his army, but he stayed home and he saw Bathsheba. He had an affair with her, and David thought he got away with it. He thought he legitimately got away with his sin and nobody would ever find out, except the Lord did, of course. And in chapter 12, we have Nathan, the prophet, that comes to David and says, "The Lord knows exactly what you did." And when Nathan confronts David, he writes two beautiful psalms, Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. In Psalm 51, David says this, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love." It is the love of God that he is appealing to, that God would express that in having mercy upon him. He writes this, "Blot out my transgressions and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from all of my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sins are ever before me. Against you and only you have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Verse 4 of Psalm 51 is the key of what mercy is. "Against you and only you have I sinned, O Lord." Mercy is an acknowledgement of our guilt. It is an acknowledgement of our sin. It is an acknowledgement that it's nobody else's fault but mine. I am the one responsible, and I am the one who takes full blame, and I acknowledge that I have sinned against my Lord, my holy God. Mercy then is bestowed when God sees that I take full responsibility for my actions. That is the necessity of salvation. We repent of our sins. We acknowledge before a holy God that we completely fail. We don't make up excuses. We don't try to justify ourselves. We come to the Lord broken and cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" Well, in the life of a Christian, mercy is something that we need in our daily lives as well. Unfortunately, what I see often is people that come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I did this because of," or "I did this because I'm not appreciated," or "because someone offended me," or "because I'm not loved enough." We come to God with some justification for our sin, hoping he will accept my excuses and then still reveal mercy. But mercy is not revealed in that way. Mercy is coming to the Lord as David did and said, "Against thee and only thee have I sinned." If you find yourself today far away from God because of something in your life, come to the Lord broken. Don't come to him trying to justify yourself. You need to come to the Lord as David did. "Against thee and only thee have I sinned." And when we do that, God, who is abundant in mercy, will bestow that upon you, and the right relationship, that close walk you have with the Lord, will be restored. And what a blessing that is. I'm Dr. Alan McQuarrie, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.